A 2023 job market ended better than expected. December's jobs report showed employers adding 216,000 positions for the month, and the unemployment rate held at 3.7%. The black unemployment rate dropped to 5.2%. The black male rate dropped nearly 2 points to 4.6%, while women remained at 4.8%. The jobs report brought 2023 job gains to 2.7 million, or a monthly average of 225,000, down from 4.8 million or 399,000 a month in 2022. That's more than 14 million jobs added since President Biden took office, the most of any president in any term. I must say, Michael, all the folks who were yelling, recession, 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 I swear we heard them for 15 months, didn't happen. And also, inflation is now at pre-pandemic levels. Oh, didn't they say Bidenomics was never going to work?
Yeah, they said Bidenomics was never going to work, and some of those same people are the ones who are supporting Donald Trump. They're some of the same ones who helped to orchestrate the insurrection, either try to overturn election results in the House of Representatives. People like Mike Johnson, House of Representatives Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana. So I find it very interesting that the same people who root for America, for the American economy to fall, are some of the same people who are embracing authoritarianism and supporting Donald Trump. Okay, so these people have to be defeated November 2024. But this is another good jobs report.
You know, I get a kick out of these stuck on stupid people, Kelly. I got some fool, Vincent G, or here comes Rolanda caping for Biden. No, it's called facts. It's actually called facts. And see, what you have here are people who, Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, Republicans yell, that's not going to do anything for the inflation. It did. It did. So make up your mind, okay? You can't give Trump credit for jobs, but then say, oh, no, they don't count for Biden. You can't say, oh, wait a minute, black unemployment was this under Trump, but it's lower under Biden. No, Biden got nothing to do with that. Make up your mind.
Well, they can't make up their minds because they go where the propaganda and the lies are in order to feel relevant in discussions like this. The fact of the matter is, the Inflation Reduction Act is doing its job. The fact of the matter is, the jobs report have consistently been positive for the duration of Biden's administration. The fact of the matter is that everything regarding recession, regarding fear, is just that. It is fear, it is fear-mongering, it is propaganda pushing, because the agenda is that they don't want Biden in office. And if Democrats stay on the ball and keep the narrative of what Biden's administration has been doing, what legislation has been able to do, we will have a positive 2024 election. And that's all I can ask for at this moment, because it's not even about getting better. We need to stabilize in order to get to better at this point.
You know what? This was real interesting here. This was a conversation on CNBC. Because, Matt, all we kept hearing, the economy is awful, the economy is awful, the economy is awful. Listen to this.
36 months of job growth.
Right.
I think 20 plus of sub 4% unemployment as we stay at 3.7. It's 2.7 million jobs added in the full year.
It's a great economy, and there's nothing about you can do about it. It's a great economy.
Okay, so and Matt, that's what I'm laughing about. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a great economy. Isn't that what we want?
Yeah, it's exactly what we want. And it's funny we're talking about this today because The Atlantic did a podcast episode called Why a Good Economy Feels Like a Bad One. I haven't listened to it yet, but my understanding is the premise is that, you know, the metrics show that the economy is doing well, but the sentiment in the country is that the economy is not doing well. And to Kelly's point, I think some of that is the natural byproduct of propaganda, but also people, frankly, not knowing how to evaluate the actual metrics. And buying whatever echo chamber version of the economy being good or bad they're being presented with and not looking at the numbers on paper. What I did think was interesting about this, though, is part of this boon was 52,000 new government jobs. And I'm wondering what the phenomena is behind why that would happen in December. I would see that maybe with retail or somewhere else, but I thought that was an interesting metric. But I think this is a good thing. And, you know, once people recognize that it's actually a good thing, then we can settle into some of those fears being allayed.
See, but see, here's the thing here, Michael, and this is what people have to understand. If all you get from the right wing is doom and gloom, and I need people to understand that Fox News ranks as one of the top cable networks, not cable news networks, top networks. So now you're getting that constant drumbeat, awful, terrible, bad, sucks, awful, gas prices too high, food too high, eggs $10 a dozen, constant. And then the conservative radio. And then all of a sudden, then when you watch stuff, the television shows, send a reporter out to a gas station to show when gas is $5 a gallon. Oh, gas dropped to $2.79. Don't send a reporter out. So when you have that it's constant. And remember, I swear, for at least 15 months, every day, recession. Remember, Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, they were all saying, recession's coming. So what happened? Amazon cut, Meta cut, Facebook cut. All of them, they start cutting. Here come a recession. It never came.
Exactly. That's the propaganda of the media. And for Republicans, basically their number one news source is Fox News. So they're listening to this doom and gloom on Fox News, and they repeat it. Then it's reinforced by a white conservative, right-leaning talk radio, okay? So once again, this is why facts matter. This is why the Black Star Network matters. And I would encourage people to read this document, fact sheet, how the Inflation Reduction Act helps Black communities. It's at whitehouse.gov, and it goes through and it shows you how the Inflation Reduction Act that no Republicans in the House or the Senate voted for, and the only reason why this bill passed in the Senate is because Vice President Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote, okay? Because the vice president presides over the Senate. This is why this passed. It talks about law on prescription drugs. It talks about diabetes drugs. It talks about climate change and dealing with energy, things like this, and climate change. Combat climate change and lower energy costs. It takes you through step by step and shows you how the Inflation Reduction Act that no Republicans in the House or Senate voted for are helping the African-American community. So if Republicans say they're so good for African-Americans, where are your policies? Where are they? Show them to us. And why didn't you get any of them passed in the House of Representatives in 2023 when you only got 27 bills passed in the House? You didn't even get a budget passed in the House. We're on the second continuing resolution. The government could shut down possibly in February if they don't pass a budget. Okay? So game recognizes game. Proper documentation ends all conversation.
The thing here for me, Kelly, and I love these people.
Well, you just out here, you just in their pocket. Man, they're your handlers. I mean, what are you doing?
Because I'm paying attention. It's because I'm not dumb. I also know how to read. Now, am I denying the reality if there are people in the country hurting? Absolutely not. But if I'm correct, because I know I am, because we covered it, during the budget negotiations, the Republican Party literally wanted to slash food benefits to 80% to women and children. 80%. For all y'all out there who act like the $132 billion in student loan debt was forgiven, that wasn't a big deal, guess who wants drastic cuts to Pell Grants?
Republicans.
Guess how most Black kids go to college? Pell Grants, financial aid. What the hell do y'all think is going to happen if they get control? Mike Johnson right now is fighting the Republicans in the House because they want to completely restructure the farm bill because that's the SNAP benefits. So who are we kidding here? So for all y'all people who sitting here, man, there you go, ride with Biden. I got two choices here, Kelly. I got Biden, Harris, and Democrats, and I got Republicans and Trump over here. Which one of those folks is probably going to do something for regular, ordinary people? Now, let me be real clear. I could be like a whole bunch of these conservatives, like, that's not my tax bracket. I'm good with those tax cuts. But I know damn well it hurts our people.
Here's the thing. Like, I mean, all I can do is echo the sentiments that you just stated. What I find even more ironic is that the people who are conservatives themselves, like, they are the ones, like, most, a lot of conservatives in this country are the ones who need SNAP. A lot of the conservatives in this country are the ones who need Medicare, who are the ones who actually benefit the most from affordable health care and the Affordable Health Care Act. In fact, there was an article not too long ago, I think it was within the last week or so, where they were talking to conservatives and they were saying how they don't want to vote for Biden again, but they also want to keep the health care benefits that they have. And they are literally in a conundrum about this because they are just now realizing that should they vote for a Trump or a Trump equivalent, that those things will go away. So how are they going to get their medicine? How are they going to get their treatment? It is fascinating to me the cognitive dissonance between what their ideology is and who's actually helping them.
I mean, here's a perfect example. We saw it this week. Drug manufacturers now come out and go, we're going to be capping insulin at $35.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, do you know why that happened? Because the Democrats in the House and the Senate, every Republican voted against capping of insulin. In fact, the Republicans want to repeal that, and they want to go back to where seniors can be charged $400 to $800 a month for insulin. This is a perfect example. This is a perfect example of the priorities of two different people. One party, Republicans, say no caps, charge seniors up the wazoo because we need the corporate profits of Big Pharma to be huge. Democrats say no, cap insulin at $35 for people on Medicare. That's where it should be. It's real clear. Like, that every Republican voted against capping insulin. What do they think is going to happen, Matt, if the Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate? You can get rid of those insulin caps. They're gone.
I would agree, but what defies logic is why people continue supporting, as Kelly alluded to earlier, continue supporting policies and politicians whose ideology are directly contradictory to their lives.
Because Howard Dean said in 2004, God, gays, and guns, and in 2024, caravans, here they come. The illegals, here they coming. While your ass is getting fleeced, because you know who also loves those illegal immigrants, who love those migrants coming over? All those folks who employ them. And, right. And a lot of them are conservative company owners. Matt, go ahead.
And all of these people who like to go to HEB and pay less for their produce. I mean, let's just keep it real. They want that migrant labor, but they want the political capital to say that they're against it. And that's really what it comes down to. See, a lot of these conversations presume that there's continuity in these ideological positions, but there isn't. There's a moving goalpost. There's a states' rights unless it's you don't like it, right? There's a we're against welfare, but it's okay if those good white Midwestern farmers need subsidies. We don't call that welfare, but we call welfare if it looks like, you know, somebody like us who needs help. So the reality is we're not talking about ideological continuity. And to your point, right now, there are very clear lines of demarcation. But it's interesting you bring up healthcare in particular, because that's one of the things that always surprises me, that it is not a line in the sand, especially for seniors in this nation, right? It is so expensive, healthcare. It's absurd how we treat it as a commodity. But it's surprising to me that people keep voting for conservatives hook, line, and sinker, despite their promulgation of this system that doesn't democratize healthcare. And to me, I don't understand how we as people as a whole are not saying, hey, that's where we draw the line. We should all at least be able to be healthy. But to your point, there are two very clear camps. And I don't know how long that's going to persist, but I see it especially here in Texas, a lot of those contradictions where they're continuing to vote for people whose interests are directly counter to theirs.
Last point I want to make, because there was somebody who was in on the YouTube channel, and they were talking about, oh, my goodness, gas prices are so high. Let me help y'all out. Do you know what contributes mostly to high gas prices? State taxes. So when you're blaming Biden, Harris, or Democrats, or even if you're blaming the Republican, it ain't the federal government, y'all. Because let me also help y'all out. Okay? And here's the deal. Stop believing the Republican lie. Are y'all aware that the United States, listen to me carefully right now. Matter of fact, y'all are not going to believe me. I'm just going to type this in. U.S. produces record oil levels. I'm typing this in. See, this is what happens when y'all need to stop listening to the right wing, set the narrative, and for you to believe it. December 1st, 2023, New York Times. Go to my iPad. Surging U.S. oil production brings down prices and raises climate fears. American oil production is hitting record levels. Look at that, y'all. That's a chart. It goes from 1920 to 2023. The United States is producing 12 million barrels of oil per day. Let me tell you what happens with the oil companies. Y'all, I am from Houston, Texas. It is the petrochemical capital of the world. When oil prices are low, oil companies are not making as much money.
Mm-hmm.
They hate low gas prices. When oil prices are high, they love it. OPEC. When OPEC meets and they say they're cutting oil production, when Russia announces they're cutting oil production, it's because they want to make more money. You lower the amount of oil being produced, higher demand, higher prices. So when we are yelling, gas too high. Y'all, that's because, remember they were mad at Biden? He's depleting the U.S. oil reserves. It's now back to the levels. Don't fall for the okey-doke, people. And Matt, this is the last comment for all the panelists. And this is what I'm talking about here. And somebody said this about another issue. Somebody made this point. We need to stop reading headlines and actually get real facts and information. But that's happening all too often. We see a headline, we see a meme, and people run with it. Mm-hmm. And it drives me crazy. And I think that's one of the reasons why Biden's numbers are so low, is because all we have heard for 3 years is the economy is tanking, it's going to tank. People are getting, they're raising interest rates. Matt, interest rates couldn't stay at 0% for another 10 damn years. They were already low for 15 years. This is basic economics, but unfortunately, people are caught emotionally, and that's what's driving a lot of this narrative.
And it's confirmation bias. I mean, just like you showed the clip with Jim Cramer earlier, unfortunately, it's a good economy. When it comes to Mr. Biden, especially with him having very low approval ratings, there are people not only looking for everything to attack him on, but looking for everything to not attribute to his administration, even if it's positive. And that's what you have. You have the echo chambers about, just like you talked about, algorithms. If you get on social media, everything that is sent to you is based on obviously what you've looked at before. But a lot of that stuff will characterize everything in the light that it thinks will be most receptive to you. And to Michael's point earlier, people who watch Fox News, Fox News does the most mental gymnastics to try to find a way to make objectively good things bad if they're attributed to Mr. Biden, and the inverse with Mr. Trump. So it behooves us to really be looking at the metrics to determine for ourselves what the truth is as it relates to the economy and any other issue.
So I go back to my iPad. Kelly, it says it right here. With the surge in output, gasoline prices have fallen by close to $2 a gallon since the summer of 2022 and are back to levels that prevail in 2021. For all the people who were talking about, remember eggs? People were going crazy. Oh my God, eggs are $10 a dozen. Well, first of all, you had the plants where 100,000 chickens were killed. Then you had this here. Again, people were like, oh my goodness, what actually happened here? Guess what? Go to my iPad. There literally was, give me one second. Come back to me. Let me fix this here. There was a trial, Kelly. Now go back. Cal-Maine, the country's biggest egg producer, got hit, y'all, in a price-fixing case. They were price-fixing the cost of eggs.
Right.
They were ordered to pay. It's right here, y'all. They were price-fixing. So when people go, damn it, Biden, eggs are too high. When you got the largest egg producer in the country, where a jury concluded, it's right here. They allege the egg producers engaged in a conspiracy to reduce supply in an attempt to increase the price of eggs. This included exporting eggs to reduce the overall supply in the domestic market and limiting the number of chickens through means including cage space and flock reduction. That's what they were doing, Kelly.
I can only imagine how many other industries do something similar, and that is why our prices are the way they are. America is historically known to be like the land of opportunity and surplus and things that other countries don't have. So when we have, you know, orange juice that's $6 a gallon or eggs that are $10 a carton, I never think that it's because of an actual shortage. I always think that it's because somebody is hiking the price to basically be greedy. But all that to say, in this case, certainly has nothing to do with Biden. It has everything to do with greed. And if you want people to be greedy and stay greedy, vote for the Republicans, because that's what their whole shtick is about, being conservative with their money and making other people spend theirs.
Well, and I'm going to leave us on this one here, Matt. Excuse me, Michael. And this is what's important right here. And Robert Wright talked about this here. He said in 1989, the super rich held $472 billion in unrealized capital gains. In 2022, that figure was $8.5 trillion. If people want to understand why the super rich support Republicans, why Republicans hate the IRS, why they want to get rid of those additional IRS agents, because those IRS agents are going after the super rich, how they have been cheating the American economy. And for every person who's watching and listening right now, guess what? You are paying 27, 30, 32, 35, 39, 43% in taxes. And they're sitting here, and because how this gains work is, oh, these are unrealized gains, but they actually have it. They go out and take out loans and credit lines and live off the credit line because they have these unrealized capital gains. They never want to see these capital gains, these unrealized capital gains taxed. And so again, y'all, it's right here. It's gone from $472 billion to $8.5 trillion, and they do not want that tax code change because that helps line their pockets.
Yeah, former Secretary Robert Wright is correct, and Donald Trump's $2 trillion tax cut to the rich helped them as well. And we know Donald Trump added about $8.2 trillion to the national debt in 4 years. But the point I was trying to make just a few minutes ago, Roland, when you talked about Democrats and Republicans, just very quickly here, A lot of people, especially some African Americans, are talking about voting third party for president. And I want people to know that no third party candidate has won a single electoral college vote since 1968, when Governor George Wallace of Alabama won 46 electoral college votes. It takes 270 electoral college votes to become president. You get to 270 by winning the popular votes in the state. And that's how you get the electoral college votes associated with the state. And if no candidate reaches 270, because say you have a third party candidate, then it's decided by the House of Representatives. They vote by delegation. There are 50 delegations in the House. Republicans control 26 out of 50. You just need 26 to declare president. So if Trump loses the popular vote and the Electoral College vote, Republicans who control the House could vote for him based upon delegation, and he could become president again. People don't understand how serious this is. People need to read the U.S. Constitution.
Or just read something. All right. Matt, Kelly, Matt, and Michael, I appreciate y'all being with us on my first day back in 2024. Thank you so very much. Let me also thank Candace. Who else filled in while I was gone? Candace filled in. Greg Carr filled in. Is that it? Anybody else? Anybody else filled in?
December
Michael, 15th. Calm down. Michael, I got you. Don't calm down. I'm asking Carol. Chill out. Like, he'll let me. I filled in. Okay, I got you. I'm getting to you, too. That's why I asked Carol. So let me thank Candace, Greg, and Michael for filling in while I was on vacation, folks. Actually, it was the longest vacation I've ever taken. I've never taken 2 weeks. My longest before was 10 days. So I needed to chill, unwind, because it's going to be a crazy 2024.
Hotep, everybody. This is Michael M. Hotep from the African History Network. Our Kwanzaa online history course bundle pack is on sale right now. We have a fantastic promotion for you. Get our bundle pack of two online history courses that I teach, as well as my 15-lecture downloadable bundle, African History Awakens the African Mind from Mental Death. These are both from me, Michael M. Hotep. They're on sale right now for only $100. That's 76% off. My first online history class is Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa, Understanding the Transatlantic Slave Trade, what they didn't teach you in school. Kemet is one of the original names for Egypt. We deal with thousands of years of history and what leads up to the transatlantic slave trade taking place. I do a PowerPoint presentation. We have book references, articles. There's about 100 articles that we cover in the class, over 200 slides that I put together as well. And there are also video clips, including excerpts of interviews I've done with some of our historians and scholars, as well as Renoka Rashidi, Professor James Small, Anthony Browder, Professor Kabahaya Wafa Kamaneh, and Dr. David M. Hotep. In the second class that I teach, it's called Black Resistance Movements from the Haitian Revolution, the U.S. Civil War, Civil Rights Movement, and Black Power Movement, 1800 to 1968. And we dig in deep and look at history chronologically from 1800 to 1968 and look at what leads to the Civil War taking place. We study the Jim Crow era, the Reconstruction era, 1865 to 1877, World War I, World War II, Civil Rights Movement, Black Power Movement, and the Great Migration, 1915 to 1970, to understand what happened to us after slavery ended. What were the laws and policies put in place to put us where we are today, to understand where we need to go from here? I created both of these classes, created the curriculum, chose the content as well. This sale ends Sunday, January 7th, 2024. Visit our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. You'll see the promotion at the top of the page. As soon as you register, you can start watching the content. You can join us for our next online class live Sunday, January 7th, 2024 at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch all of these classes on demand, and even after the course is over with, you don't lose access. Register right now, order right now, visit our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. This sale ends Sunday, January 7th, 2024. Also, if you'd like to stop for information, you can support the African History Network, $THEAHNShow through Cash App, $THEAHNShow through Cash App, also through PayPal, paypal.me/theAHNShow. This helps us keep doing the research, stay on the air, keep broadcasting, pay some of the bills. All right, we have to get out of here. Remember, right now, it's correct wrong behavior. It's not over till we win. Wakanda forever. and we'll talk to you next time. Peace.